Joining me in KRDO's afternoon news studio, Mr. Greg Dingrando, public information officer for the regional building department here. And I are an old builder, which is why we have so much fun talking, I think.
Yeah.
I love what you guys are doing.
We're doing a lot. We've been very busy. Very busy.
I can tell you have. And yeah, you know, just the top three items on this list of classes that you guys have put together as service to the building community, general public too, even real estate agents and commercial real estate agents who do find themselves in binds on occasion.
Yeah,
you find
absolutely.
Ways to help them. So where do you want to start?
I think let's start with Contractor 101. This is a class that we've been offering for more than a year now, and it's really taken off here recently. We started out kind of getting about 7 or 8 people coming in, and now we're getting upwards of 12 to 15. Last month was our biggest month yet. We had 40 people signed up, but then we ended up getting about 20. But 20 is certainly a great group. But this is a class that's basically a crash course on what we do. We kind of gear it towards the brand new contractors, but it's also for homeowners that are doing their own work, because if you're a homeowner and you're doing the work, you're essentially the contractor on that project. So we kind of let everybody know how to pull a permit, what things need to be permits, what things you need to pull permits for, how to call in inspections, how to submit plans, how to track those inspections and whatnot. So a lot of really great information. Then, of course, we go over our website, which is just loaded with a lot of information. So it's really been good getting a lot of people coming in, and I think the feedback has been good so far.
And if I remember right, last time we talked, you said the website had undergone a major redesign.
Yeah, major
redesign. Much easier to use now.
Yep, on the contractor side of things, on the contractor dashboard. So we've been getting a lot of people coming in saying, hey, I know you've made some changes. If you guys are going to show me how to do it, this is going to be perfect. So a lot of people are coming in for that.
Nice. So I love the idea that you're doing this for homeowners.
Yep.
Because the idea that a homeowner can pull their own permit, I don't think everybody knows that.
Right.
And I don't think every homeowner knows that for some projects they should pull a permit. So what kind of guidelines do you offer in that class that gets homeowners up to speed?
Yeah, sometimes the homeowners are the most green of anybody, right? They've never done it. They're literally doing some work for the first time ever. So those are the people that we really want to get in so we can educate them from square one.
Mm-hmm.
Let them know what they actually need to pull a permit for. And then once they said, okay, I do need a permit, then how to even do that. So with the homeowners, we're really starting from square one and really walking them through it. And those are the people we really want to educate, because if we don't get them educated, they're basically going to end up not pulling a permit at all. And things just aren't going to be done safely if we're not kind of coming, or at least they could be done unsafely if we're not coming out to do those inspections.
Yeah, but not only that, if you're going to transfer the property, you're going to sell it, and an inspector uncovers some work that was done that turns out to be not permitted, or that comes up in an objection report from a realtor, now you got to circle back and you got to start, and you got to really hope that you did do that work right, because if you didn't, you're taking it out and you're putting it back in with a permit and done properly.
And it can take some time, and that's where the realtor class comes in.
Yeah.
So we've had a lot of calls, and we get them all the time, calls from realtors that are like, hey, I'm trying to sell this home. It just happened, and I just realized that the basement was finished, but it was never permitted, and I'm closing tomorrow. So then it's this mad dash and scramble to try to fix it. So we're trying to get out and meet with a lot of these realtors and have these classes and educate them on the process so they can kind of catch some of these issues before they ever start. And it's really just going to make the process that much smoother, not only for the realtors, but for the home buyers as well as the home sellers.
Yeah. And you've got to remove sections of drywall to check how the stud walls were built.
That's right.
Because in Colorado Springs, you don't just throw walls up that connect the floor to the floor joists.
Yep.
It has to be a floating wall to allow for movement of our expansive soils. Our dirt does not like us sometimes.
sometimes, and
it moves when it's wet.
True.
So, you know, there's a lot of things to consider, and it can be very costly. So these classes are hugely, hugely valuable. How do you get plugged into these classes, Greg?
Yeah, I think on the Contractor 101 class, we have a little bit better access to reaching out to the contractors, because they're all kind of on board with us and licensed, and so we can actually send emails out to them. On the realtor side of things, that's a little bit harder, and we've actually just been kind of word of mouth starting to get these going, and they're becoming more popular. We've had a lot of realtor groups, meetup groups, different ones on Facebook, or particular like REMAX. Some of the big realtor groups in town, they have groups that they're in, and they just reach out to us and they say, hey, do you mind coming in and teaching a class? Because we could really benefit from this. And that's what we do. We go out and we have PowerPoint presentation. We have videos for them and whatnot. If they provide the venue, we're happy to come in and offer this. And it's free. It's totally free to them.
So not only are you showing realtors what to look for in terms of something that could block the sale of a home or hold it up, you're teaching them how to deal with it. Exactly. There's a system for it. And you gave a great example. Somebody uncovers something. They're going to close 48 hours later. And now they're coming to see Greg and crew. And, you know, I've got to have a permit for this. It wasn't permitted. Well, it doesn't work that way. It's going to be the answer. And you've got to try to explain that there it does take some time to line up the inspectors, the technician that comes out and looks and all that kind of stuff. And then you've got to cross your fingers and hope the work was done right.
Yep, exactly. And a lot of it's just kind of talking them through the process. Mm-hmm. You know, once we can kind of explain it and they kind of get all frantic because they're on such a timeline, or once we can kind of explain things, we can kind of calm them down a little bit and then kind of talk them through that process, and it helps a lot.
I can see the value of these classes, Contractor 101, Get Citizens Involved, real estate classes. Not long from now, you'll be dealing with commercial realtors as well. It's a smaller group of people, but no less valuable. Greg, it is a treat to have you here. We're going to be back together again not too long from now.
Yep.
And talk more about some of the stuff you have going on at Regional Building Department. We don't hear from you enough, so we're going to hear from you some more.
Thank you so much. We always appreciate coming on, getting the word out.
All right, man. Greg Dingrando, Regional Building Department Public Information Officer. We'll have you back here in a couple weeks.
Sounds great.
Thanks, Greg.